In the previous two articles, I had identified strands connecting a grand design and continuum in how India has covered its vulnerabilities and carved space for itself to manifest rapid progress. Despite inherent enmity, it helps to recognize and acknowledge India's progress in recent decades. India gained its liberty of action, strategic term for critical space, over three decades from initiation as a thought to its realization. India needed relative peace, political calm, and a semblance of stability for the progress to follow. Continuing disaffection and rumbles in the northeast or east do not appear threatening if most other territories seem to progress smoothly in a stable socio-political environment. Kashmir and Balochistan are two entirely different kettles of fish. Kashmir is an internationally recognized agenda point which needs to be settled between two countries under the ambit of an international system of dispute resolution. Balochistan, or to be exact parts only, is an internal expression of dissatisfaction on matters of governance and fair representation, both valid. That makes it much easier for Pakistan to move internally towards resolving the underlying discontent. Kashmiris uninhibitedly have raised their voice for freedom from under the illegal and forced occupation of India, with one of the largest military presence per capita in a confined region. In Balochistan, on the other hand, the leadership is patently Baloch, elected and answerable to a parliament of elected representatives. The increasingly educated, non-feudal, middle class aspires for its own place in the socio-political milieu of Balochistan, which has been overwhelmingly claimed by tribal and feudal chieftains. These are progressive trends in a society which must be given due recognition to replace regressive and anachronistic structures. When the army chief recently mentioned the need to act hard as a state, it carried a hint of a strategy. Essentially, it was premised on immediate concerns. Pakistan has been lax with application of laws and constitutional provisions as exist in the statutes, and generally permitted a laissez-faire disposition in internal governance and to a large refugee presence from Afghanistan over four decades. Their slow assimilation in the local social economies of the country has disrupted the fabric of Pakistani nationhood and instituted widespread crime. They are also instrumental in assisting with terror sourced in Afghanistan. It is true that we have under misplaced notions of fraternity, political convenience, and strategic apprehension been unnecessarily tolerant of such presence on our soil, but it is time for the state to act hard against such elements. Should it, though, appear ruthless in trait? A 250 million nation, each with their own level of awareness and comprehension, needs deft and nuanced handling of its sentiment.